an average day. This little girl named Mary was having an average day. You look up in the time and period that she was having that average day in, the world didn't look too good. The Roman Empire was taking over in such a way that they were controlling the religious world through fear. The religious world had built precept upon precept upon precept, or law upon law upon law, which they created so they could live a life without conviction. The things that they do, they have built the law that that's okay. And their lips confess God, but their heart was far from God. Did I tell you that I just described the world today? Where we are today and what's going on around us. But what we have today is we have the Holy Ghost living in us. You see, she was given a great promise. I believe this, what I'm about to say. I believe we are more blessed than those people in those days because we have God living in us. And we have a confidence and a hope that goes beyond the negativity of this world. Amen. The degradations, the revelries of this world, the lasciviousness of this world. We have a hope that says that we are going to go to heaven. We have a promise of eternal life. Now, when you study out this world that she lived in and the age limit of a girl, a young lady, in that time period that would be married or betrothed, was 12 to 14 years old. That still shocks me. It shocks me. That young, when I was doing some studies when I was younger years, I had studied out marriages over in Europe and how some of the cultures in Europe actually were betrothed at 11 years old. And it's just amazing to me to think that young, but she most likely had Jesus or birthed Jesus or felt his first touch as a human to a human. She was around 14 to 15 years old. Wow. A virgin. A miracle. God did a miracle that is still amazing. Amen. Bible says that the Holy Ghost would overshadow her and she would become pregnant. A miracle. Without any normality of what it would take to have a pregnancy in a normal fashion, human to human. God overshadowed her. And she was a virgin. Joseph, her soon-to-be husband. I'm pregnant with God's child. Now, I know a lot of us want to just sit around and act like, no surprise, that's cool. That still amazes me. And what did he do? What does a man normally do? Freak out. I mean, he probably said, what are we going to say? Your parents probably don't like me that much anyhow. What are we going to do now that you're pregnant? You can tell them that God got you pregnant. You be the one to tell them that, because I'm not telling them that. And he said, literally, in his thought pattern, it's over. I'm not going to embarrass you. We're just going to kind of let this thing fall aside. But God sent an angel to him to speak into his heart and into his mind. And can I spiritualize that moment? I believe God wants to send angels to you to speak into your dreams, to speak into your hopes, to speak into your promises, to tell you nothing is too hard for God. And let me say this too, that what we need to stop doing is we need to stop fighting God and wrestling with God's love and mercy and grace and power. And we need to stop trying to be successful and become hungry for money. And we need to get back to being with God and seeking His glory. Amen. That angel spoke to Joseph, and I believe he got up that morning relieved. He found Mary, and I said, I think we can work this out. But let me say these few words today in a scripture that touches my heart. Found in Luke in chapter 1, the song of Mary. The song of a 14-year-old girl that was just told, you're going to bear the Son of God. But can we begin to magnify the Lord again? Can we begin to praise God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul and all our strength? Can we say to problems, I'm going to put you down over here for a while because I'm going to go magnify the God of my salvation.
Amen.
The deliverer of my sins, the healer of all my diseases. The one who daily, can I preach a little bit? I felt the preacher just hit me. Can I say to you, daily he loads us with benefits.
He does.
Amen.
He doesn't say like, Kathy, you know, you're a pastor at church here, and so I'm going to give you a Saturday benefit.
Nope.
He doesn't say, Becky, your pastor here at this church, I'm going to give you a Sunday benefit. He doesn't say, you know, Marjorie, I'm just going to go ahead and give you a Wednesday benefit because I think Wednesdays are good for you. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole crowd. I'm just trying to make a point. Daily.
Yes.
Everybody say daily with me.
Daily.
Yes. He thinks upon us daily. That's what it says. His thoughts are with us daily. That's what it says. The Bible says that we are no longer carnally minded, that we now have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And the Word of God, by the washing of the Word, we are regenerated, and that our minds are renewed day by day. Wow. Oh. My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. You see, there's something in you that you've got to learn to recognize again. You see, I don't believe that the power of God visits churches anymore because the churches have forgot who's with them. We don't see signs and wonders anymore because we forget who is the head of the church. We don't see miracles in our lives anymore because we forget who to give all glory and honor to every day of our life. You see, the enemy of our soul wants to take you, take the body of Christ, and twist it around and lie to it and cause it to be confused. Let me say a very simple statement. Confusion does not come from God.
Amen.
What comes from God is the power, the anointing, and the ability to cross every ocean, to go over every mountain,
to see every stream separate, every river separate, and give you the dry path to walk to the other side, that you can greet the promise that God has given you.
Man.
She's 14 years old. And she begins to sing a song. My God, I wish the church would sing a song again. Not orchestrated by words on canvas or words on a screen. Not orchestrated by some book that they hold in their hand. I'm talking about a song that cometh from their heart. I'm talking about a song that rejoices unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. I'm talking about breaking out in the Holy Ghost and singing in the Spirit and sensing the actual anointing and the power of God again in the house of God, where the miraculous dwells and where the power is in control. His power, not man's power.
Amen.
I feel like I'm preaching today.
Amen.
For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. You see, God, he regards us. Maybe you've had a week that's been a little tough. They come. I can promise you that. They come. You don't order it. They just show up. You get a phone call that you can't believe you got that phone call. You get a letter, you don't believe you got that letter. And then you got the old devil wanting to come into your ear and gossip about somebody else. And old human nature wants to, oh, loves to gossip. Well, tell me a little bit more. And then you got people coming into your life that try to redo your path that God has got you on, redirect you. But let me tell you something. God regards you every day. And I'm going to take some other word there. I'm going to take the word regard. I'm going to remove the R and the E. God guards you every day. He surrounds you with the strength and the power of his angels. And he's got you walking down a path that he has established for you, a destiny and a purpose that declares that it is yours alone, and God trusts you with the promise that he's put in your spirit.
Amen.
Don't let men take it from you.
That's right.
Don't let people take it from you. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. In everything, in all prayer and supplication, bring your request to God. And the Bible goes on to say that the peace of God, that peace of Jesus Christ, will guard your hearts.
Amen.
The devil has no power over the church.
Right.
You know, I'm going to speculate here because I don't have any scripture to back it up. But during this conversation between Gabriel and her, I believe the devil was freaking out. What are we going to do here? The one who created me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the three in one, the one who created me, the one who I led worship of all the angelic beings in the choirs of glory, as I led worship unto them, is coming into a young girl's womb. And he's going to birth. And he's going to destroy me now. You see, so much for the I wills of the devil. I will rise above him. I will be greater than him. So much for that. He was freaking out. Let me step ahead a little bit. I believe on Saturday after Jesus died on that cross and gave his the Spirit to the Lord, when he went down to set captivity free on Saturday, I believe when he got to the gates of hell, he didn't have to have anybody open them. He just exploded them open.
Amen.
And I believe the enemy was in his throne and in the room and whatever he wants to be there, his power there. Because hell's the only place he has power in. He has no power in you or around you.
Amen.
Somebody say, he has no power in me or around me.
He has no power in me or around me.
Jesus came into the room and there was the devil. He had the keys of life and death right there for him. He said, just go ahead and take them.
Yeah.
Because I know you can speak a word and I wouldn't exist any longer.
Yeah.
Take them. Take everybody you want. And he probably said underneath his breath, don't worry. Take them all. I'll fill it back up again. And we've got to say to the enemy of our soul, you have no right over my children.
Right.
No right over my marriage.
Right.
No right over my household.
Yes.
No right over my relationships.
Yes.
No right over anything that God has given me, because it is mine and God has shared his love with me.
Amen.
I'm saved. He regards. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things in me, in his holy name. In his holy name. And his name is holy. His name in your life, when you speak it, it's a word of holiness, purity. We know nothing of the fullness of that. We have the fullness of the gospel living in us, but we are vessels of iron carrying around a treasure, the Bible says. So we really are kind of pregnant, if you will, because in us we have promises, we have dreams, and we are carrying the treasure of God's power in us, the Holy Spirit. And literally, that's the closest that we can get in this world that is darkened by the presence of the enemy of our soul. We are the light of the world. We are the Jesus that people need to see. We are a people that prays and fasts and dedicates herself to the Word of God and places that Word in our hearts, like the psalmist said, that I may not sin against you. That I may walk this road called holiness, a straight road. A dedicated road. A road that is awarded the names historic. Literally, we walk that road.
Amen.
A tested road. You know, I've been so bold, you may think this is funny. I don't. That's okay. There's times I go to the front door of my house, open up the front door, push open that screen door, and scream out, get out of my house! Devil! My dogs freak out. They go running to the bedroom, they're hiding and everything. You know, because if I sense somehow an attack of the enemy, I don't want to fool with it. Get out. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just get back to preaching just a bit. I'm going to close here in a minute. But I just want you to realize for a second, and his mercy is on those who fear him. The big question, is the church fearing God anymore? For what I see going on in the church, I have a small place of darkness, of doubt, that there's no fear of God anymore. The fear of God is not this trembling fear over a corner that you're hiding. The fear of God is this reverential fear that he is God, he is your creator, and he has your life in the palm of his hand. And the Bible says that no man can pluck it out.
Amen.
He took the Israelites out of a deep, deep, sorrowful 400-year period. One man led them out of there, but without the leader of that one man, they could have never made it. The angel led them out of fire, and the angel of the cloud led them out. He did not lead them. Now, come on, now somebody preach with me today.
Yeah.
He did not lead them straight to where the promise said they were going to go, because they were not yet ready for war.
That's right.
What God is doing with you, now I'm speaking into your heart right now, I pray, I hope, I desire, I obey you, Father. Is that God has led you into these things because he's trying to get your character ready for the outflow of the greatest miracle that's going to happen in your life. And he is going to use you to do dynamic things in this world today.
Amen.
You got to be ready for that.
Yes.
So he led them to a place of no escape. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I'm sure they would all go up if you've been walking with God for a while, or even if you just started. There are times where you feel there's no escape. Can I say that again? There are times where you feel like there's no escape. I'm going to let you know. Just lift up that staff. Lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Point it towards that way that looks like it's impossible to go, and watch it separate, and watch it dry up, and watch it be a straight road to the other side of deliverance. You see, God wants to bring you from no escape to a song of deliverance. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
He brought Jesus on this earth because there was no escape when Jesus showed up. But at the end of Calvary's cross, there was a song of deliverance. Praise God.
Amen.
May I say something? And I don't know how to say it properly, so I'm going to say it. Ladies, I don't know what it is to feel the pain. The pain that you have felt bearing a child. In our modern day, there's epidural. There's way around the pain. There's people that you invite into the room only. Not a donkey, not a sheep. To stand by your bedside, squeeze his or her hand during those moments of great despairing, difficult, never knew a man. 14. Just excuse me for a moment. She felt that pain without a doctor there, without a midwife, without a coach. Somehow or another, they set up a birthing stone there for her. Maybe there was something there that was close to that. And she birthed not just a baby. She birthed Jesus.
Amen.
She birthed our Savior. She had already sung this song that I'm not going to go through at all, but she sung that song stating she believes. Oh, that the church would go through her pain and know that she can still sing a song, I believe.
Yeah.
At this time of the year, at Christmas time of the year, we can sing a song, I believe. When you get off the phone with that one who just is so rude to you and so despairing to you and so mean, you'd hang up the phone and say, that's painful, but I believe. Don't let the enemy seed into the soil of those emotions. Let God massage your heart of his love, his mercy, his deliverance, his power, and your belief in him.
Amen.
I think it's amazing to me. If there's a sound that I would love to hear, if there's a sound, and I'm trying to close now, I'm trying. If there's a sound that I would love to hear, oh, somebody say amen.
Amen.
If there's a sound that I would love to hear, if I could hear it, if I could just be so honored to hear it, that would be the first coo or the first cry of Jesus when he entered this earth. All that knowledge was in him. She heard that. The Bible says she pondered all the things that she had been told. I pray today that you would cry to God, let me hear your voice today. Let me hear your love today.
Yeah.
I didn't say feel, did I? I said hear. Let
me hear the words in my heart, God, that I so desperately need to hear, because I'm overwhelmed, I'm overtaken, I'm pressed down, I feel that I'm being shaken together, and I'm running over right now, God, with fear and doubt and wonder of where you are. Say, God, let me hear your love. Let me hear the grounds of the deliverance of angels surrounding me with swords and fiery chariots. Let me walk in this fire as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked in the fire with the fourth one who looked like, who resembles the Son of Man. Let me walk down those stony steps into that lion's den, and let me stand in the midst of those lions and pray, knowing that you're closing the mouths of all of them because you're first in my life. We're not just celebrating a date. It's okay. We're not just celebrating a winter moment. It's okay. We're rejoicing in the day that that baby was born.
Amen.
Who cooed. Who looked into Mary's eyes, the Savior stared in to her eyes. Oh, Jesus, stare in to my eyes today. Let me see you in my spirit today. Unclog my mind of the things that I'm seeing because of the things that I went through and the things that people said to me this week. My God, Father, I pray a prayer that you would unclog the eyes of the church, that she would look across America again unto the glory of your coming, the promise of the day when you come back, Jesus, stepping across the starry staircase where the trumpet sounds and the voices cheer and praise, and we get called home by your voice. He came as a Savior. He died on the cross as a Savior. He went into the tomb as a Savior. He rose as a Savior. And he's coming again as a Savior to take us home.
Amen.
Walk that walk. You say, Pastor, I don't know. You know, you're a pastor and I know you pray. And you probably don't go through much. I go through much. I just don't freak out. That's why I'm on my knees for you guys. Mm-hmm. On my knees. Calling out your names to God. Favor, hope, and mercy. Favor in your lives. Hope to be there as a beacon and a light to your path. And mercy to be shown. In other words, God bowing down to your situation to help you. His word is a light and a lamp to our feet and our path. We should never be in the darkness. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death at times, the Bible declares that he is with us.
Amen.
We are never alone. Say never alone.
Never alone.
We are never alone. She birthed in a manger. Royalty was sent to earth in a manger where hay and the smell of a manger was there in an arid country. Heat. I don't know how Joseph felt that day. This is the Son of God. This is the Son of God.
Amen.
Let me close by stating this. And I want you to hear this clearly for your own spirit. They went to Jerusalem to worship, to do their duties in a time of worship in the temple. They left and were heading back to Bethlehem.
Thank you, sir. Holy Spirit, thank you. I just felt the Spirit of the Lord tell me that to say to you, the Bible declared that people said, what good can come out of Bethlehem? I'm going to say this to your spirit because the Lord just told me to. What good can come out of you? What God chooses, that's what. What God states, that's what. So when you're feeling low and you're feeling down, you're feeling out and not worth anything, God has said the promise into your heart.
Amen.
Mary, receive the word in the purest sense. She accepted it and sang a song. Praise be to God. I challenge you today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Savior, who is being celebrated this month with Christmas parties, wreaths, jingle bells, presents. All that's good. But let's celebrate Him every day as Savior.